things that are beyond us, really.
Very, very beyond us. But it's a time, either it's a yahrzeit or it's a stam simcha or it's shayach, the sphere of shayach that somehow we have ability to be oimer on some nekudis of the chiddush of that chelik haTorah that's called pnimius of Torah. We usually take one of the stanzas of the Bar Yochai. It was made by B'Shem Levi. It was a big mekubal in Tripoli. It was Morocco originally, then in Liberia and Tripoli. And we'll try a little bit to understand the toichen of what he says. It says, Bar Yochai Moishav Toiv Yeshavta. You will kaveh yourself in a very good place. Yom Nasta, Yom HaShabarachta. The day that you ran away, and a kefaloshen of Nasta and Barachta, b'me'oris tsurim shamadita, you stayed in a cave, shom konisa hoitcha vaderecha. That's where you acquired your hoid and your hoder, which is a certain form of yoifi, a certain form of awe-inspiring yoifi. One spoke about this particular nekuda of the year in Hoyt, but I'd like to understand it from a little bit of a different angle. Yom Nasta Yom HaShabarachta, a kefa loshen of Nisa and Bricha, b'ma'oras tzurim shamalita. So the loshen ma'oras tzurim is not the loshen HaGemara about the B'Shem Ben Yochai's Mayra, but it echoes the tzur where Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went by V'sakoisi kapi alecha the Ovri HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he wanted to be megala to Moshe Rabbeinu the most intimate chalokim of Torah that a person could be oimed on, he put him in a nikvas atzur, he put him into a mayra, and that's certainly where the Lashon Hara Tzurim Shamadita. There's a big mekubal who wrote a pirush in the Shayosha Zelig Margolius, who wrote based on the fact that it says many times the Zohar Kaddish and other places that Reb Shimon was a nitzus of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. So the Moshe, Reb Shimon by Achoy sitting in the Meira is a ke'en of Moshe Rabbeinu's being in the Nikvas Atzur. The Nisa and Bricha from the Reimoyim is Ke'en, the Nisa and Bricha Paroi. It's not Meir, doesn't explain more about it. And then Shom Konisa Hoidcha Vaderecha, again, we have the Hoid of Moshe Rabbeinu's Kane Hoid, Vatzalte Mehoidcha, Ashalecha. That's also coming off Moshe Rabbeinu's. So we need to understand which particular nekuda are we talking about. What are we talking about over here in the in these inyanim? It also says in Chazal, the Medrash says that one man yama says, where was Moshe Rabbeinu Zeiches Kainei Hoid? From the Nikvas Atzur, from the Meira that he was. So certainly the Paitin is coming off that Chazal, that the Meira Tzurim is the place where a person's koina hoid and hoder. But we need to understand what we're talking about. So, the Nisa and the Bricha, the difference in Nisa and Bricha is that Nisa means it's an immediate reaction where you run away from something. Somebody, you see something frightening, you see a sakana, you run. That's a Nisa. A Bricha is planned out. The person has time to formulate a place he's going to. And Bricha is to somewhere where a person feels will be safe and so on. So the Nisa and the Bricha, the Balapiyut, is trying to emphasize that even though Shimon ran away from the Romans, but he ran to someplace. It was on the face of it a Nisa, but he was going to someplace, and that was the Myra's, and that was the Myra he went to. And that Myra, he was kind of his Myra of Hoyden Hodder. Let's understand, what is it? So this is a chelik of Torah, this, that the Mokim is Dafkin a Myra. It's true about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to deher the Hareini, Kvoidecha, whatever was Shayach to deher, he deherred Nikvas Atzur. Al Yoha Novi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in the Myra and he passed by, and that's where he deherred what person, what he could have deherred. And Reb Shimon in a Myra Dafka deherred that chelik, a certain chelik of his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that chelik? Gemara in Bracha says, Amar Reb Yechnin, Reb Shimon, Reb Yechoi. Amar Reb Shimon, Reb Yechoi. Reb Yechnin says the name for Reb Shimon, Reb Yechoi. Pia Pascha b'chachma, v'sayas chesal ishayna. Shlomo HaMelech, he says, said it k'neged aviv. The shevach of Pia Pascha b'chachma, v'sayas chesal ishayna, is k'neged aviv. Hani chamesha baruchi nafshi. That Moshe Rabbeinu was in five places, in five different kufis in his life. David HaMelech was in five different kufis in his life. And each and every one, he said Shira and he said Shevach. So each Baruch Hinafshi, when he was born, when he was Dor B'Me'ime, when he was Uber, the final one he says is, Baruch Hinafshi, he said, B'Yoyim HaMisa, Histakel B'Yoyim HaMisa, V'Om HaShira. Shenema Borchi Nafshis Hashem Hashem Lakai Gedalte Ma'oid Hoid V'Hoda Lavashta. So the Shira, the Borchi Nafshis of Yom HaMisa, is the Borchi Nafshis of Hoid V'Hoda Lavashta. That's what Shimon Rechoy says, that Shlomo HaMelech recognized in David HaMelech's Gadlus, that he deherred the Yom HaMisa as being Hoid V'Hoda Lavashta, that Shira. Then the Gemara brings from our Ukva, the same shayla of five Baruch Hinafshis, Kigeneged Mi Amron. And then it says that it's the Neshama being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's has five, there are five descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that those five descriptions are true about the Neshama. The first Baruch Hinafshi is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Malikol Almin, the Neshama is in Malikol Aguf. There's three others. And the fifth one, the same Baruch Hu Nafshis Hashem Magadalti Ma'oid Hoid V'Hoda Lavashta, is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyshe B'Chadri Chadorim Af Neshama Yoshe B'Chadri Chadorim. So the first one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Malikol Almin. And the fifth one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zeh Chadar. And one definitely understands it as being there's a Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Mimali Kol Almin, and it's Mesiyachis to every single detail in the Bria. And every single detail in the Bria is exhibits Elikus. And is made on the Boreilom and on the Ashgacha. But if we're to go into the Lefnai Lefnim, obviously, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Yeshe B'Chadri Chadorim, the Pchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is Bifnai Lefnim, is something that we don't see outside ever. And the Chelik of the person that's part and parcel of this world has no shaychus to the herring, the lefnai lefnim of Kedusha. And the person who is the chelik in the neshama, that's yoshe b'chadri chadorim, the chelik in the neshama that's the most recessed, that has the least kesha with the bria around, the herz HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's yoshe b'chadri chadorim. normally we'd think it's the other way around, that the Melechol Aretz Kefoide is a bigger Gilui. It's a broader Gilui. But there's a Nekuda that shayach to the Kodesh Kadoshim, and only the Chelek HaAdam that shayach to that. The Chelek in the Shema, the five Chalakim in the Shema, Chazal tell us, and the Chelek that's called Yechida, that's shayach to the Bifnai Lefnim of the person, the Chaduch HaDoron person, is shayach to the Chaduch HaDoron Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nimtzinu Lemeidim, that if we're to ask ourselves, what does it take to be Mis'alin Avoida? As a person, the easiest chelik of a person is whatever's on the surface. Whatever's understood easily, whatever's basic yad, the part of the person that interacts with the world, interacts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the first step. As a person draws back, he begins to become into a place that's lefnim and lefnai lefnim. I use the wrong word. Draw back is a nisa. I'm ke'ilu running away from the world. That's not the right word to use. I'm going to the lefnai lefnim. I found something deeper that is in a whole different world, difference between the shitchis of bechutz and the teuchen lefnim. So it's more than just, it's not just not to be misasik within yoni oilom, it's not just the oil der cheretz shters, but unless a person comes into a world, unless a person begins to focus on a world as Chari Chadorim, he doesn't see that world. So long as his eye is caught looking at the wrapping, and maybe even at the inner layer of the wrapping, he doesn't see the Lefnai Lefnim. And that's why the three Gdol Olam, when they needed to be oimit on the most pneumistic of Havanas and Tfises that there is, it was Dafka when they went into a Maira, into a Tzur. Moshe Rabbeinu, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him to the Nikvas HaTzur and stayed there, and that's where he saw the most a human being could ever see. He was Oymer on the Chadri Chadorim. It was Eliyahu HaNavi, and it was Reb Shimon, who was a Nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. And his yichud was dafke, this Torah of Chadri Chadorim. That's where he was misyachin with. The Yom HaMisa, the reason why that's the shir of Yom HaMisa is because Misa is a process for the person who's zeicha, for the tzaddik who's zeicha. As the person withdraws from this world, he begins to the herapnimius that's been there, in Estalkus and in Siluk. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said his great Torah, one of his two great Mamarim, was said on the day of his Siluk, Yeruzuta, Dafka, because that's the Zman that's Mesugal for this Inyan. Because where the person withdraws and the person begins to focus to the Pnimius, to Lefnai Lefnim, the chelik of nefesh ha'adam that is shayach to chadr chadorim, and the chelik of nefesh to chadr chadorim of Yom HaMisa is able to say the baruchi nafshi to the chelik of elikus that's yeshu b'chadr chadorim. That chelik has in itself the skula of hoid v'hoda. The pasuk says so, Hoyd Vada Lavashta, on the Baruchi Nafshi, that's like this. And let's understand why that is. Why is Hoyd Vahada Shayach to this chelik of the Bria? Yoifi is more than any chelik, any one nekuda is not yoif in itself. And it's only when you have an entire nekuda, we have an entire arrangement of different things, colors, shapes, and in relationship to each other, that's when you can have a yoifi. So yoifi is beyond the chalakim, but it's totally on the chalakim. And as the chalakim disappear, deteriorate, disintegrate, the yoifi is gone as well. So you could have something that's very, very, it's a painting that's beautiful, and the beauty of the painting in its entirety is way past any one part of it, but let each part disintegrate and disappear, and the yoifi goes, is gone. Masha'ein kein hoid is a type of yoifi that comes from a more pnimisik in a kuda. In Derech Ha'olam, yoifi is totally in youth, and as the guf begins to wear down, the yoifi wears down. The hadras panim, the choyd and the ziv, stays, and adarabba, it tends to become amplified, because choyd is a certain radiation from that chadr chadorim. That chadr chadorim can't be mishtatev in the yoifi, but it's mishtativ in the hoid of the person. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Shem Choy got their hoid specifically from those moments when they connect with Tailfnim. The Rambam, Shoni Hazov HaKodesh, speaks about the difference between Moshe and other Nevi'im. And the Rambam says, Umoshe lechazel holo yerishin, that Moshe never went back to his home. V'nikshara daito litzur ha'ilamim, and he became permanently bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo nistalek choydei me'olav la'ilam. Extraordinary. It's being, it doesn't say nistalek choydei me'olav, period, or koli me'chayav. V'lo nistalek choydei me'olav la'ilam. V'koren arpanav v'niskadosh malachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, after he was koine his darga, had hoid to show for it, and hoid has in itself the tchuna that it's never mistalik, because when the guf is mistalik, adrabba, the more the guf wears down, the more the gilu the lefnai lefnim, the stronger the hoid is. The Gemara says in Brachis that Rabbi Yochanan came to visit Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar was crying, and he asked him, "Why are you crying about?" He was sick, he was dying. And he, this. Finally, he said, "Al hay shufet de bala ba'ara," that somebody as beautiful, the yoifi that I have, is going to be nostalgic from this world. And he told him, "This is something you should cry about." Because yoifi is a mila, it's a mila that stands above things, but it's totally in the physical world, and misa destroys yoifi, maybe undeservedly. Yoifi is something that should have been more than the physical, but it's totally in the physical, and the high shufer, the bolibara, is a tsar of something ruchnius disintegrating. About hoid, it says, "Oiz vehoda levosha, vatischak liyoy machrei." The Eishes Chayil is someone by putting on oiz and hodor. It's vatischak liyoy machrei, because adrabe, hoid and hodor don't lose themselves liyoy machrei. And it says of Rishim BeYechoi that a big light came from him after he was nostalgic, and nobody could get close to him. You can hear the current arpanav, and it says his ativ shachav al yemine. He was meutiv, resting on his right side, the anpoi chaychin, and his face was smiling. The vatischakim achrein of the balei hoyden hader. We're talking here about something that three was zeichetit, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu Hanavi, and Reb Shimon, who's a nitzitz of Moshe. The truth is, it says about Eliyahu and Chazal, Kol Ma Shatamaytze B'Moshe, Atamaytze B'Eliyahu. I'm talking about the highest darga, like the Rambam says, of somebody who is kosher to Tzur Elamim, and the Yestalak of Ahoyt. Malonu, to talk about it. But at least we understand that there's a direction. Whatever chelik of havana and tfisa is shayach to the surface, whatever chelik of avoida that is totally in the chitzonius of a person and in the interaction with people, that's it belongs to the world of yofi, but it comes to an end. And vayla hayshufid de bala ba'arim. But if there's a nekuda in the person that at least focuses on the lefnai lefnim, focuses on something that ayin lo shezafsa, that no one else saw it but me. It's my private world. Me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one saw it, no one knows about it. Something that pulls away from a shitchistik havana and tries to move a step inwards. All of those in Yonim, the person pulls away from the world not because he withdraws from the world, but because he's drawn to an inner world. And he knows that there's a chadri chadorim, there's a chelik of his neshama that's bechadri chadorim, waiting to say shiritak to the chelik of a lekus that's bechadri chadorim. If at least we know it, at least we understand it, at least once in our lives we made a half a step in the direction of that, then we have some shaykh zar hadid. Then we have some chelik in us that doesn't belong to high shufid balabara, but belongs to the Vatisach Yemachrim. And if there's a day that's mesugal to awaken that nekuda, that's the nekuda that we can awaken, touch on it, become aware that it exists. The bricha to a world of pnimius, to a Myris Tsurim, where a person is in his pnim, is that bricha brings to him the hoid nehada of the people who's niskasha the Tzur Elamim and never move away from there, and their hoid is not the stalik leilamim.